Now this question, Revelation 16, verse 15.
Znači to pitanje Otkrivenja 16:15 stih.
Behold, I come as a thief.
Vidi, dolazim kao lopov.
Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and the sea is shame.
Blago onome koji čuje i čuva svoja odjela, da ne ide go i da se ne vidi njegova sramota.
If you notice Revelation 16:12 is the sixth vial.
I ako ste vidjeli Otkrivenje 16:12 je šesto zlo.
And Revelation 16:17-21 is the seventh vial.
A Otkrivenje 17:21 stiha to je sedmo zlo.
So this is an interval between the sixth and seventh vial.
Znači tu se radi o jednom intervalu između šestog i sedmog zla.
Like we talked last night.
Kao što smo pričali prošle noći.
Between the sixth and seventh age.
Između šeste i sedmog doba.
Open door.
Tamo su otvorena vrata.
Between the sixth and seventh seal.
Između šestog i sedmog pečata.
Revelation 7.
Otkrivenja 7.
Calling and sealing of 144,000 Jews.
Znači pozivanje i zapečaćenje 114,000 Židova.
Between the sixth and seventh trumpets.
Između šeste i sedme trube.
Revelation 10.
Otkrivenje 10.
The opening of the seventh seal book.
Otkrivenja knjige sedam pečata i između šestog i sedmog zla.
We see three unclean spirits like frogs, come out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Vidimo tri nečista duha u obliku žabe koje izlaze iz proroka.
The kings of the earth being gathered together for Armageddon.
Kraljevi zemlje su skupljeni zajedno za Armagedon.
And in that very hour, a promise be whole, I come as a thief.
I taj čas te obljube, znači kako, kad će doći kao lopo.
Between the sixth and seventh age,
između šeste i sedmog doba,
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ has been revealed back into the church.
Ime Gospoda Isusa Krista bilo je otkriveno nazad crkvi.
That had to do the open door.
Znači, tu se radi o tim otvorenim vratima.
The name that was lost in the dark ages coming back into the church.
To je znači bilo ime koje je bilo izgubljeno za vrijeme ovog tamnih doba i vratilo se nazad.
Between the sixth and seventh seal.
Između šestog i sedmog pečata.
The name has been written in the forehead.
Ime bilo je pisano na čelo glave.
Of the 144,000.
144,000.
By Revelation 14:1.
Iz Otkrivenja 14:1 kaže da je to bilo ime koje je bilo zapečaćeno u glavi.
Between the sixth and seventh trumpet.
Između šeste i sedme trube.
Seven thunders of other voices.
Sedam gromova govori svoj glas.
And the fullness of the revelation of that name is revealed in those seven thunders.
I punina otkrivenja tog imena otkrivena je kroz tih sedam gromova.
And between the sixth and seventh vial,
između šestog i sedmog zla,
we see the name of the beast.
Vidimo ime zvijeri.
Being written.
Koje je napisano.
In the names of those who worship the beast.
U imenima onih koji slave zvijeri.
Notice it's something coming out of the mouth.
Pazite da nešto izlazi iz usta.
Between the sixth and seventh trumpet.
Između šeste i sedme trube.
Seven thunders is coming out of the mouth of Christ.
Sedam gromova izlazi iz ustiju Krista.
That is true prophet.
To je pravi prorok.
Between the sixth and seventh vial.
Između šestog i sedmog zla.
Three unclean spirits come out of the mouth of the false prophet.
Tri nečista duha izlaze iz usta nepravog, lažnog proroka.
Truth and error.
Znači, istina i greška.
Light and darkness.
Znači, svjetlo i tamo.
Life and death.
Život i smrt.
Because in the last days,
jer u posljednjim danima,
Matthew 24:24,
Matej 24:24,
the two spirits will be so close.
Da će biti dva duha toliko bliski.
What is going to bring the deception?
I šta će donijest tu razliku, tu različitost?
Not just it is we are it is the signs and wonders.
Ne samo čuda i znaci.
That the false prophets and false Christ. Christ will do.
Koje će raditi i lažni proroci, i lažni Kristi, odnosno pomazljenici.
Will make them, will deceive many.
Koji će zavest mnoge.
But what will by what will we able to tell the difference?
Ali po čemu ćemo mi moći reći razliku?
By the word.
Po riječi.
And the word comes out of the mouth.
I riječ dolazi iz usta.
So the difference between the false anointing and the true anointing will be the teaching.
Zato će biti razlika između lažno maziljenog i istinito maziljenog učenje, znači riječ učenje.
What seed is coming forth?
Koje sjeme izlazi iz njih?
Seven thunders come out of the mouth of Christ.
Sedam gromova izlazi iz usta Kristova.
Take us back to the Garden of Eden.
To nas dovede natrag u Edenski vrh.
Take us back to the original faith.
Dovlači nas natrag ka originalnoj vjeri. Tri nečista duha izlaze iz usta lažnog proroka.
Takes them back to Rome.
To ih odvlači natrag ka Rimu.
Where came from?
Odakle su i došli.
Some of these things I explained on the message anointed ones in the end time.
Neke te stvari ja sam obrazložio u poruci pomazanici u posljednjem na kraju.
Revelation 16:15-16.
U Otkriveniju 16:13-16 stiha.
We have three powers here.
Imamo tri snage tu moći, snage.
Religious power.
Religioznu snagu.
Political power.
Političku snagu.
And demon power.
I demonsku snagu.
Because it is the religious power is the dragon, the beast, the false prophet.
Religijska snaga je zmaj, zvijer i lažni prorok.
Demon power is the spirit of devils.
Demonska snaga je snaga demona.
And the political power is the king of the earth.
I politička snaga je snaga kraljeva zemlje.
Ovo demoni. Demoni, je li to kroz književnike, kroz muzičare i tako?
About these demons, is this, let's say, through musicians, through all these,
kroz filmske
zvijezde. The type for this in the Old Testament.
Tip ovoga je u Starom Zavjetu.
You see, whatever you take in the New Testament.
Šta god uzima Novi Zavjet.
You must find a type back in the Old Testament.
Moraš naći tip natrag i u Starom Zavjetu.
To know you have it correct.
Da znaš da si to shvatio pravilno.
But everything in this Bible,
jer sve u ovoj Bibliji,
especially in the book of Revelation,
posebno u knjizi Otkrivenja,
is in type and shadow in the Old Testament.
Je tip i sjenka Starog Zavjeta.
Over here it is in symbol form.
Ovdje je u simbolnom obliku,
but it's laid in shadow and type.
Ali tamo u Starom Zavjetu piše baš u tom tipu.
In the book of Kings,
u knjizi kraljeva,
in the time of Ahab,
za vrijeme Ahaba,
Ahab and Jezebel were in a union.
Ahab i Jezabela bili su u udruženju,
which is religion and politics.
Bili su to religija i politika.
And in that very hour,
i baš u to vrijeme, u taj čas,
Ahab and Jehoshaphat,
Ahab i Josafat,
were in a marriage, in a union, like the kings of the earth.
Bili su u sjedinjenju, u jedinstvu kao kraljevi zemlje.
Then you had Zedekiah and the false prophets.
Onda imate ovog Zedekeja i lažne proroke.
Which is the religious power.
Koja je bila religiozna snaga.
And then you had the demon power.
I onda imaš i demonsku snagu.
The lying spirit.
Lavlji duh. Lažni.
That came out of the bottomless pit.
Koji je došao iz bez bottomless pit,
najdublje
tamo.
And went into the mouth of the false prophet.
I ušao je u usta lažnog proroka.
And they prophesied a lie.
I oni su proricali laž.
They were trying to bless Ahab.
Oni su pokušavali blagosloviti Ahaba.
But Ahab and Jehoshaphat was deceived by that false prophecy.
Ali Ahab i Josafat bili su zapeljani, znaš, zavedeni sa tim lažnim proročanstvima.
When they were going into the battle.
Kada su oni ušli u bitku.
And in that battle Ahab was destroyed.
I u toj bitci Ahab.
And So you had the three powers there.
Tako tamo imaš tri snage.
Ahab and Jehoshaphat, the kings of the earth.
Ahaba i Josafata kao kraljeva zemlje.
Zedekiah, the false prophet.
Zedekeja kao lažnog proroka.
The lie.
Koji proriče laž.
Like demon powers.
Sa demonskim snagama.
And you had the religion politics.
I imaš religioznu politiku.
And the demon power, the lying spirit.
I demonsku snagu, lažljivi duh.
And the false prophecy, the false teaching.
I lažno proricanje, odnosno učenje.
Was coming out of the mouth of the false prophet.
I izlazilo je iz usta lažnog proroka.
Elijah the prophet.
Elija prorok.
Had already prophesied.
Je već proricao.
Judgment.
Sud.
Upon Ahab.
Nad Ahabom.
Yes, the person Ahab.
On je stavio, prokletstvo na Ahaba.
And Zedekiah was teaching something different than what Elijah had said.
I Zedekej učio je nešto drugčije kao što je Elija rekao.
Now the fourth seal.
I četvrti pečat.
He don't drink coffee, he only drink tea.
Aha, okay. Pije samo čaj, da.
So, under the fourth seal.
U četvrtom pečatu.
Which is this age.
Koji znači to doba.
The three powers have been united.
Tri snage bili su sjedinjeni.
Religion, politics and demon power.
Religija, politika i demonska snaga.
Revelation 6, 7 and 8.
Otkrivenje 6, 7 i 8 stih.
And under that fourth seal.
I pod tom četvrtom, pod tim četvrtim pečatom.
The eagle is Elijah.
Orao je Elija.
So that fourth seal, the fourth beast was the eagle.
Mm-hmm. Četvrta zvijer bila je orao.
Speaking of the Elijah the prophet in this day.
Koji je pričala o Eliji proroku za ovaj dan.
Given his prophecy.
Koji je davao svoju proročanstvo.
In the time when religion, politics and demon power is being united.
U vrijeme kad su religija, politika i demonska snaga bile ujedinjene.
And in that hour.
I u tom času.
Elijah in the book of Kings.
Elija u knjizi kraljeva.
Had turned the heart of the children back to the faith of the fathers.
Okrenuo je srca sinova, odnosno djece, natrag ka očevoj i ka srcima
očeva.
Prva kraljevima, 18. glava.
And Elijah repaired the altar at the evening sacrifice. Elijah repaired the altar at the evening sacrifice.
Znači da je Elija, ovaj oltar u večernje vrijeme, šta je napravio?
Da nije obnovio.
Da je obnovio.
Okay. So here we have a type.
Znači ovdje mi imamo tip.
Prophet.
Proroka.
In the evening time.
U večernje doba.
Turn the heart of the children back to the faith of the fathers.
Koji obraća srca djece natrag ka vjeri očeva.
In an hour when religion, politics and demon power are united.
I ujedno kako su političke, religiozne i demonske snage usjedinjene.
And Elijah called 7,000 right message.
I Elija pozvao je 7,000 sa svojom porukom.
Type of the bride.
To je tip nevjesni. Mm-hmm.
And in that very hour.
I baš u to vrijeme.
After Elijah had put judgment upon Ahab and Jezebel.
Posle toga no što je Elija dao prokletstvo, proricao prokletstvo nad Ahabom i Jezabelom.
And Ahab represents America.
I Ahab reprezentuje, predstavlja Ameriku.
And Jezebel the Vatican.
I Jezabela Vatikan.
And Vatican Washington Alliance.
Znači Vatikan i Washington su ti lažljivci.
A union.
Udruženje, znači.
Between religion and politics.
Između religije i politike.
And that was a type for this day.
To je bio tip za ovaj dan.
And the book of Kings, there was many wars and rumors of wars.
I u knjizi kraljeva je to gdje je bilo puno govora o vojnama mm-hmm. i bilo je puno vojni,
but there was,
ratova.
There was three main wars.
Ali bile su tri glavna rata.
Bitke.
Da, mm-hmm. da, bitke.
And the... The first main war...
Prva glavna bitka ili prvi glavni rat bio je...
Was First Kings chapter 20, verse 1 to 21.
Znači prva knjiga kraljeva, 20. glava.
The second war was First Kings 20, verse 22 to 30.
Aha, znači prva bitka bila je od 20. glava, znači prva do 21. Druga bitka od 21. do 21 to 22 to 30. Aha, znači 30.
And the third war was First Kings 22, verse 29 to 36.
Aha. A treća bila je iz 20, znači 29. stiha do 36.
stiha. Ahab won the first two wars.
Ahab dobio je prva dva rata.
But he was destroyed in the third war.
A bio je uništen u trećem ratu.
Type of America.
To je tip Amerike.
They win the first two wars.
Oni su dobili prva dva rata.
But they'll be destroyed in the third war.
Ali bit će uništeni u trećem ratu.
Third war is Armageddon.
Treći rat je Armageddon.
And between the second war and the third war,
i između drugog i trećeg rata
is when all this is happening.
Je taj moment kad se sve ovo dogodilo.
1914 to 1918 was the first war.
Između 14. i 18. godine ovog stoljeća bila je prvi rat.
1939 to 1945 was the second war.
Od 39. do 45. godine bio je drugi svjetski rat.
And the third war will be Armageddon.
I treći rat bit će Armageddon.
And between the second war and the third war,
i između druge i trećeg rata,
Elijah's prophecy of judgment went forth.
Izašlo je Elino proročanstvo o sudu.
Mm-hmm. Between Ahab and Jezebel.
Nad Ahabom i Jezebel.
And the prophet of America will be destroyed by a bomb.
I prorok je rekao da će Amerika biti uništena sa atomskom bombom.
He said the Vatican will be destroyed by a bomb.
I rekao je da će Vatikan biti uništen bombom.
So we see then that Elijah put in judgment on Ahab and Jezebel.
Znači tako vidimo da je Elija stavio sud, izrekao sud nad Ahabom i Jezabelom.
And here in the Book of Kings,
i tu u knjizi kraljeva,
in First Kings 22,
u prvoj kraljevima 22,
verse 1 to 28,
od 1. do 28. stiha,
is a portion between the second war and the third war.
Tu je taj dio između drugog i trećeg rata.
And Micaiah,
i Malakija,
one of the 7,000,
jedan od 7,000,
who have believed Elijah's message,
Mihej, koji je vjerovao Elijinu
rehearsing the words of Elijah the prophet.
On je izvajao, da tako kažem, izvajao ove riječi Elije proroka.
In that hour,
u tom času,
when the lying spirit,
kada je lažljivi duh
coming up to the mouth of the false prophet,
izašao iz ustiju lažnog proroka,
deceiving the kings of the earth,
koji je zavajao kraljeva, zaveo kraljeve
zemlje,
da ih odvede u bitku u kojoj će biti
uništeni.
I baš u tom času,
when that is happening on the earth,
kad se to događa na zemlji,
Jesus said, "Behold, I come as a thief."
Isus kaže, vidi, dolazim kao lopov.
He injects his coming right in the midst of those events.
On injektira, znači stavlja svoj dolazak baš između svih ovih događaja koje se događaju.
And it's already in the process of fulfillment.
Koji su već u procesu ispunjenja.
And because we are living right in that time.
Jer mi živimo baš u to vrijeme.
Elijah's prophecy have gone forth.
Elijina prorokba već je izašla.
The kings of the earth have been united.
Kraljevi zemlje bili su sjedinjeni.
And the false prophet,
i lažljivi prorok,
is deceiving the world,
zavaja, znači
svijet,
sa njegovom lažnjivom doktrinom.
And in that hour,
i u tom času,
become like a thief,
On će doći kao lopov.
Steal his bride.
On će ukrasti svoju nevjestu. Kao što je Romeo ukrao Julijetu.
He will kill Jezebel children with death.
On će ubiti Jezabelinu djecu sa smrću.
Because the last plague is death.
Jer posljedna šiba je smrt.
And he will destroy them who destroyed the earth.
I on će uništiti one koji su uništili zemlju.
And we see all the whole nature is groaning, is being destroyed.
I mi vidimo kako cijela ova priroda je u izdasima i uništena.
Sve su uništavanja, mora, voda, u trubama ono gdje govori prva, druga, treća, četvrta truba. Jel to već jedna trećina, je li ona već uništena tada?
Znači zemlja,
odnosi se na zemlju u trubama.
In your messages about seven trumpets, when you are speaking about first, second, third and fourth trumpet, you are speaking about one third of destroyed earth and so on. Yeah, so yeah. Is this happening already? Is this
each war a third was destroyed.
U svakoj vojni ratu, u svakom ratu trećina bila je uništena.
Three wars, three thirds.
Da, tri rata, tri trećine.
The last war brings the total destruction.
Znači ovo posljednje dovešće potpuno uništenje.
Revelation chapter 8 verse 12.
Otkrivenje 8:12
says there are, and I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voice of the trumpet of the three angels which are yet to sound.
You read the 12. 13. Znači 8.13, otkrivenje 8.13 kaže, i video i čuo sam jednog orla letećeg usred neba govoriti sa glasom velikim, gorije, kako vi kažete, gorije. Znači, ono, loše, no, kako vi kažete, zlo.
Jao,
stanovnicima zemlje, zbog ostalih glasova trojice anđela koji imaju još trubiti.
The first four trumpets.
Prva četiri trube
was on the creation.
Bilo je pod kreacijom.
The earth, the sea, the rivers and the fountains, and the heaven.
Znači, zemlja, more, rijeke, izvori i voda.
That is creation.
To je kreacija.
That is environment.
To je okolina.
That is nature.
To je priroda.
But the last three,
ali posljedne tri trube,
was the inhabitants of the earth.
Bilo je nasljedstvo zemlje.
So it denoted man and the environment.
Znači, tu se određuje na čovjeka i na okolinu.
Because the earth was man's inheritance.
Jer zemlja bila je čovječja nasljedstvo.
In the Garden of Eden.
U Edenskom vrtu.
So when man fell, the earth fell.
Tako kad je čovjek pao, zemlja je pala.
So there's redemption for the man and the earth.
Tako tamo je otkupljenje za čovjeka i za zemlju.
God redeems the two by the same plan. God redeems the two, both man and the earth, by the same plan of redemption.
Bog spašava oba dva, znači i čovjeka i zemlju sa jednim te istom planom otkupljenja.
When you go to the vial.
Znači, kad imaš ta zla,
you see the first four vials,
ti pogledaš prva četiri zla.
Also the earth, the sea, the rivers, the and fountains and the heavens.
Znači, sve to se odnosi na zemlju, na more, na rijeke, na izvore, na nebo.
And the last three have to do with the inhabitants.
A posljednja tri moraju pač biti otiče na stanovnike, na Da.
A nova ne, a novo nebo i nova zemlja, da li se to svodi u tisućgodišnjem carstvu ili je to posle toga?
Da li to nastaje? Da, da. Da, aha.
New heaven and the new earth. The beginning is in the millennium or after the millennium?
After the millennium.
Nakon milenijuma.
Znači posle milenijuma. Nakon milenijuma.
Milenijum is that time.
U milenijumu još je vreme, mi imamo vreme.
That was a type of the seventh day.
To je bilo tip tog sedmog dana.
The 7000 years.
7000 godina.
Which was the millennium ring.
Što je bilo to milenijumsko carstvo.
God created for 6 days.
Bog je stvarao 6 dana.
And he rested the seventh day.
I on je imao počinak sedmi dan.
And from the fall till this day is 6000 years.
I od pada do ovog dana je 6000 godina.
And then the millennium is 7000 years.
I tako je milenijum ta sedma tisućina tisuć godina.
But the eighth day.
Ali osmi dan.
Eight is speaking of new creation.
Osam govori o novoj kreaciji stvari.
All things are passed away.
Sve stvari su prošle.
Type of the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
To je tip krštenja u Svetom Duhu.
That came on the 50th day.
Koje je došlo na 50. dan.
Because 7 sevens are 49.
Jer 7 puta 7 je 49.
And the 50th day was the 8th day.
I 50. je bio 8. dan.
Like the jubilee.
Kao jubilej.
In the 50th year.
Koji je bio u 50. godini.
Like Jesus.
Kao Isus.
He rose on the 8th day.
On je ustao 8. dan.
On the Sunday.
Na nedelju.
Because the sheaf was to be waved on the morrow after the Sabbath.
Aha, jer je, kako vi kažete, da.
Prvi plodovi su bili prineseni,
da.
He died on Friday.
Znači umro je u petak,
which was the sixth day.
Što je bio šesti dan.
Then he was put into the children's prison the seventh day.
I onda je propovijedao o dušama u zatvoru sedmi dan.
But he rose after the seventh day.
Ali on je ustao posle sedmi
dan. On the day after.
Dan posle.
Which is the eighth day.
Što je osmi
dan. Which is back to the first day.
Što znači povratak prvog dana.
To onaj period kad kaže Biblija vidjet ćemo, gledat ćemo ga kao što jest.
The period when the Bible says we will, the English expression, we will see him as he is. You know?
That's the resurrection. 1 John chapter 3 verse 2.
Prvi Ivan, da. Treća glava, drugi stih.
That goes together with Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 and 21.
To ide sa Filipijanima, Filipijans,
chapter
3, 20 i 21.
Da li je to ta vrsta tijela koju je Isus imao na gori preobraženja kad je bio s Mojsijem i Ilijom?
Is this the kind of body which Jesus had on the Mount of Transfiguration with Moses and Elijah?
Jesus had passed into his glorified state.
On je prešao u oslavljeno, proslavljeno stanje.
Because that glory was behind a veil of skin.
Jer ta slava bila je ispod zaslona ove kože.
Showing to them that he was God.
Tako njima je pokazivao da je on Bog.
To je to tijelo. To je tijelo osmog dana.
Yeah, that's the body of the eighth.
I nove zemlje i novog neba, jel tako?
And the new earth and new heaven.
Right. The new earth and new heaven is a type of that new body.
Yeah.
To je u biti vječno.
Da, to je tip novog tijela. Nova zemlja i novo nebo je tip novog tijela.
Because the man become through water.
Jer čovjek je došao kroz vodu.
In baptism.
U krštenje.
Then we are cleansed by the blood.
On je bio očišćen krvlju.
Then we receive the earnest, which is the baptism of the Spirit.
I onda je dobio ono prijašnje kao krštenje u Svetom Duhu.
That turned this body heavenly.
Koje je promijenilo njegovo tijelo nebesko.
But not yet changed.
Ali nije još bilo promijenjeno.
We are already in heavenly places.
Mi smo već u nebeskim prostorijama.
But sin is in this body still.
Ali greh je još uvek u tom tijelu.
But in the resurrection.
Ali u ustanku.
When we see the fullness.
Kada vidimo puninu.
Then there will be no more sin in this body.
Onda neće biti više greha u tom tijelu.
It is baptized in water.
Zemaljsko krštenje vodom.
In the days of Noah.
U danima Noa.
It was sanctified in the days of Jesus when his blood fell on the earth.
Da, znači zemlja bila krštena vodom u vreme Noe, bila je krštena, odnosno očišćena krvlju u vreme Isusa.
Then under the sixth seal.
I onda u šestom pečatu.
The earth is going to be renovated for the millennium. Purified for the millennium.
Bit će zemlja očišćena za mileniju.
But yet there is things in there that will not go into the new heaven and new earth.
Ali tamo su ipak neke stvari tamo koje neće ići u novu zemlju, novo nebo.
The church was justified in the days of Luther.
Crkva je bila opravdana u vrijeme Lutera.
Sanctified in the days of Wesley.
Znači očišćena u vrijeme
Pentecostal.
Podignuta u vrijeme Binkošti, Pentakosta.
Which is the seventh age.
Što je sedma doba.
But after the seventh age.
Ali posle sedmog doba,
in the eighth day,
u osmom danu,
holy fire comes out of heaven.
Sveti vatra dolazi.
Revelation 10.
Otkrivenje 10.
And under this message,
i ispod toj poruke,
the church is going straight into the rapture.
Crkva ide direktno u uznesenje.
There is no more message after this message.
Posle ove poruke nema više druge poruke.
There is no more stage after this.
Nema više nikakvog stanja posle ovog posljednjeg stanja.
And after the baptism of fire,
i posle krštenja ognjem, vatrom,
at the end of the millennium,
na kraju milenijuma,
the earth has no more stages.
Zemlja nema više stanja.
It goes back to the new heaven.
Ide u novu zemlju, novo nebo.
And after we are grown up into Christ.
I od kako smo počeli rasti u Kristu.
And receive that baptism that going to change your body.
I primili to krštenje koje će promijeniti tijela.
There'll be no more stages for the individual.
Neće biti više ovih stanja, pozicija za individualca, za pojedinca.
If you take the individual level,
ako uzmeš stanje pojedinca, nivo,
if you take it in the level of the church,
i ako ga staviš u nivo crkve,
the church age,
crkvenog doba,
and take it in the level of the earth,
i ako staviš i nivo zemlje,
you achieve all kinds together.
Ti vidjet ćeš da sve se uklapa zajedno.
But you must be able to separate.
Ali moraš biti u mogućnosti da razlučuješ.
When you speak about the individual,
kada govoriš o pojedincu,
when you speak about the church,
kada govoriš o crkvi,
or when you speak about the earth,
i kada govoriš o zemlji.
Right now the earth is only sanctified.
Sada je zemlja već posvećena.
The earth hasn't received a new birth yet.
Zemlja još nije primila na novo rođenje.
Right now the church,
sada je crkva,
has come to justification, sanctification. The Holy Spirit.
Došla je, crkva došla je do opravdanja, posvećenja i krštenja u Svetu
Duhu. And is awaiting its complete redemption.
I očekuje potpuno otkupljenje.
And the individual.
I pojedinac.
Some could be justified.
Neki mogu biti posvećeni.
Some could be sanctified.
Neki mogu biti posvećeni.
Some could already be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Neki mogu biti već napunjeni Svetim Duhom.
And some already in a state of maturity.
A neki su već u stanju zrelosti.
Because as individuals we are in different stages of the process.
Jer kao pojedinci mi smo u različitim stanjima
rasta.
Da.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I što onaj pojedinac.
Mi ćemo sada šta slušati.
Znači, brat Branham je stavljao određene tačke zajedno sa kojima je mogao onda sastaviti cijelu sliku ovog plana otkupljenja.
So, Brother Branham,
tako je brat Branham,
in 1963,
u 1963,
by a commission from God,
sa potvrdom ili poslanstvom od Boga,
opened the seven seals,
otvorio sedam pečata.
Every mystery in the Bible,
svaka tajna Biblije,
is under the seven seals,
je ispod tih sedam pečata.
The seals is the book in its entirety.
Pečati su knjiga, a jesu i celina.
In the book of Revelation,
u knjizi Otkrivenja,
there is seven church ages,
tamo ima sedam crkvenih
dobi, seven seals,
sedam pečata,
seven trumpets,
sedam truba,
seven vials,
sedam zla.
It is sealed with seven thunders.
I to je zapečačeno sedam gromova.
When the seven thunders utter its voices,
kad je sedam gromova progovorilo svojim glasom,
we will see,
mi ćemo vidjeti,
how out of the ages come the seals,
kako su van tih doba izašli pečati,
and how out of the seals come the trumpets,
i kako su iz pečata izašle trube,
and out of the trumpet come the vials,
i kako su iz truba izašla zla.
Brother Branham made certain statements concerning this book of Revelation.
Branham dao je određene izjave u slučaju te knjige Otkrivenja.
If we follow the book of Revelation carefully,
ako slijedimo knjigu Otkrivenja pažljivo,
we will see in 1960,
vidjet ćemo u 1960,
when John Kennedy was elected president of the United States,
kada je John Kennedy bio izabran za predsjednika Ujedinjenih država, Sjedinjenih država,
that was the fulfillment of his visions,
to je bilo ispunjenje jedne njegovih vizija,
which he had in 1933.
Koji je imao u 1933.
In 1933,
u 1933. godini,
he had seven visions,
on je imao sedam vizija.
And the first vision,
prva vizija,
the first three visions rather,
ili bolje rečeno prve tri vizije,
showed fascism, nazism and communism,
prikazivali su fašizam, nacizam i komunizam,
which was Italy, Germany and Russia,
koje su bile Italija, Njemačka i Rusija,
which was Mussolini, Hitler and Stalin,
koje su bile Mussolini, Hitler i Stalin.
And the Holy Spirit said, watch the King of the North.
I Sveti Duh rekao je, pazi na kralja Severa.
Because fascism and nazism will be swallowed up into communism.
Jer će fašizam i nacizam biti progutana od komunizma.
Then the fourth vision,
i onda četvrta vizija,
the fourth, fifth, and sixth and seventh vision,
fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh, znači od četvrte do sedme vizije, onda
had to do with America,
imaju posla sa Amerikom,
after World War II,
posle drugog svjetskog rata.
Because the fourth vision opened up the realm of science,
jer četvrta vizija otvara područje znanosti,
and showed the inventions of science that would come after World War II.
I pokazuje ove proizvede, odnosno izume znanosti koje će proizlaziti posle drugog svjetskog rata.
And God gave the Murukas a sign of how the realm that man will reach in science.
Aha. I Bog je pokazao ta područje, odnosno taj nivo koji će znanost dostignuti.
How do you have even remote control cars and so on?
Kako ćeš imat čak i auto na daljinsko upravljanje?
Then the fifth vision had to do with the moral problem of the age.
Onda je peta vizija imala, odnosila se na moralni problem doba.
How the woman will come to a such a state of immorality?
Kako će žene doći u takvo stanje nemoralnosti?
Because when science begin to increase,
jer kad je znanost počela porastati, rasti,
and they discovered the fourth dimension,
i otkrili su četvrtu dimenziju,
then it made the people very materialistic,
onda su ljudi postali jako materialistički,
with the advancement of technology,
sa tim napretkom tehnologije,
and then through Hollywood projecting the images of immoral women around the world.
I onda je Hollywood projektirao, pokazivao i te likove nemoralnih žena kroz cijeli svijet.
That the woman was going to come to a place of nakedness.
da će žene doći čak do stanja golote.
And they start to cut the hair.
I da će počet seć kosu.
Which was a sign of the entrance of the spirit of woman liberation.
Koji je bio znak ulaska duha oslobađanja žena kao emancipacije.
And with the woman being given the right to vote.
I kada su žene dobile pravo na glasanje,
then they voted for John Kennedy, a playboy president.
Onda su glasale za Johna Kennedyja, playboya predsjednika.
And he was a Roman Catholic.
I on je bio Rimokatolik.
And it was contrary to the American Constitution.
He was
a Roman Catholic.
Yeah, but president. He was.
And it was contrary to the American Constitution.
I to je bilo u suprotnosti sa američkom ustavom.
Because it was the Protestants who fled Catholic persecution in Europe and fled to America that colonized that country.
Jer Amerika je nastala kada su protestanti bili proganjani od katolika i išli su u Ameriku i tamo dobili te zemlje.
And they had certain things in the constitution to guard against Catholicism coming back and taking over the country.
U tom njihovom ustavu oni su imali određene stvari koje su bile protiv katolicizma da bi se vratio nazad na vlast.
And the history says the first boat that left for America there was Jesuit priest on it.
I kaže that was the writer. Znači neki povjesničar rekao je da na prvom brodu za Ameriku bio je katolički duhovnik već.
On the message Jezebel religion.
U poruci Jezabelina religija.
And restoration the bride tree.
I obnavljanje drveta nevjesne.
But Abraham said, look how she wormed her way into the cabinet.
Kaže, pogledaj kako se, kako bi rekao, privukla u kabinet, u prostoriju, prišunjala se.
And today she's on the seat of the throne in the White House.
Da bi danas bila na tronu u Bijeloj kući.
But when Jezebel was in the land,
jer kada je Jezabela bila u zemlji,
raised up on the throne of Israel,
izašla na tron Izraela,
and Ahab, her husband, was only a figurehead.
A i Ahab, muž, bio je samo neki lik, samo
figura.
I to je tip katoličke crkve.
Controlling the nation.
Koja kontrolira naciju.
Behind a figurehead president.
Iza figure predsjednika.
It was the hour when Elijah was in the land.
To je bio čas kada je Elija bio u zemlji.
And the Holy Spirit revealed to the prophet.
I Sveti Duh je proroku otkrio.
Israel history is repeating itself again in America.
Izraelska povijest ponavlja se ponovo u Americi.
And that history was recorded in the Book of Kings, the Chronicles.
I ta povijest bila je zapisana, odnosno zapisana je u knjizi kraljeva i kako kronike, dnevnika.
So Brother Branham was able to look at the setting around him.
Znači brat Branham je mogao vidjeti te stvari koje se postavljaju oko njega.
Knowing he was Elijah.
On je znao da je on Elija.
Seen Ahab and Jezebel.
Video je Ahaba i Jezabel.
He was able to unfold what was going on by the scripture.
On je bio u mogućnosti da otkrije ono što je bilo sakriveno u Bibliji.
Because the sixth vision.
Jer u šestoj viziji
was a beautiful woman.
Bila je lijepa žena.
Rising up in America.
Koja je ustajala u Americi.
That was very wicked in her heart.
Koja je bila jako zločesta u srcu.
That was going to lead the nation to its destruction.
Koja će voditi naciju u uništenje.
And he said, I had in parenthesis the Catholic Church.
I kaže da je to očigledno da ta katolička crkva.
And the seventh vision.
I sedma vizija.
Was judgment.
Bio je sud.
So the first three vision was politics.
Znači prve tri vizije to su bila politika.
The fourth vision was science.
Četvrta vizija je znanost.
Fifth vision was the moral problem of the age.
Peta vizija je nemoralni problem doba.
The sixth vision was in the realm of religion.
Šesta vizija je bila na području religije.
And the seventh vision was judgment.
Sedma vizija je bila sud.
Ovdje se radi o religiji, ne baš o ženi, da će možda postati predsjednik Amerike.
Šesta vizija. Sixth vision is so obviously just about the religion, not maybe, because there is also written in the just in the beginning that yeah. It might be also a woman president.
Yeah, but it might be a woman president, uh-huh. But I have in parentheses the Catholic Church.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Da, da, a to da odnosi se na katoličku crkvu. Yeah. Znači ta žena u šestoj viziji.
When the Catholic Church comes into power, they would like to put a woman there.
Aha, da, jer i kada stvarno katolička crkva dođe na vladanje, želi postaviti ženu na mjesto.
Even the whole North American continent at this present time.
I tako u taj cijeli američki kontinent u to sadašnje vrijeme.
United States and Canada.
Znači Sjedinjene Države i Kanada.
Controlled by women.
Kontroliraju se od žena.
Because it is the brains behind America right now.
Jer oni onaj mozak i iza ovog američkog da.
Is the wife of the president.
Je žena predsjednika.
She is not even elected.
Ona nije čak ni izabrana.
And she is in all cabinet meetings.
I ona je na svim sastancima tog kabineta vlade.
And when the president was even questioned about it.
I kada su predsjednika pitali o tome.
He said she knew more about this than all of us.
On je rekao on zna o svemu tome više nego mi svi zajedno.
Ona
zna, ja, okay.
And now Canada has a woman prime minister.
A Kanada ima ženu kao predsjednicu vlade.
Who was twice divorced.
Koja je bila dva puta razvedena.
So it shows the spirit upon that North American continent at this present time.
I tako to pokazuje taj duh nad tom severnom američkom kontinentu u tom sadašnjem vremenu.
So
u te prijašnje vizije.
And knowing that those visions never failed.
I znajući da te vizije nikad nisu otkazale,
and that it was prophetic visions,
i da su to proročke vizije,
showing the course of world history,
koje pokazuju tok povijesti,
until the end of the world system,
do kraja svjetskog sistema.
He preached by inspiration,
on je propovjedao pod inspiracijom,
from those visions,
od onih vizija.
Because those visions,
jer te vizije,
was necessary,
bile su neophodne,
to interpret many things in the book of Revelation.
Da bi se mogle interpretirati mnoge stvari u knjizi Otkrivenja.
The seal was not going to be opened until 30 years after.
Pečati su bili otvoreni tek 30 godina poslije toga.
Because he received the visions in 1933.
Jer vizije smo dobili, odnosno on je dobio 1933.
The seals was given in 1963.
A pečati dati su bili u 1963.
But Brother Branham would preach against science.
Ali Brat Branham je propovedao protiv ove znanosti.
He preached about communism.
Odnosno o znanosti, o komunizmu.
He preached against the Hollywood and the immoral condition.
On je propovedao protiv Hollywooda i te stanja nemoralnosti.
He preached against the Catholic Church.
On je propovedao protiv katoličke crkve.
And he preached about coming judgment.
I on je propovedao o sudu koji dolazi.
Because he was looking at those visions.
Jer on je gledao na te vizije.
Because those visions covered every area.
Jer te vizije su pokrivale svako područje.
That was taking place in the earth.
Koje je zauzimalo mjesto na njemu.
And when the seals opened,
i kada su se pečati otvorili,
and the book of Revelation had been revealed,
i kada bi knjiga Otkrivenja bila otkrivena,
he saw how it was in harmony with the visions that he had received.
To je, on je vidio kako je to bilo u harmoniji, u suskladnosti sa vizijama koje on primio.
So in 1960,
tako je u 1960.
When he saw John Kennedy elected.
Da, u 60. godini kada je vidio da je John Kennedy izabran kao
predsjednik. He said, the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
Rekao je, Sveti Duh mi je progovorio.
And told me, time to go to the book of Revelation.
Rekao je, idi i pogledaj u knjigu Otkrivenja.
So the first three chapters.
I prvi tri glave.
Have to do with the seven church ages.
Odnosile su se na sedam crkvenih doba.
Chapter 1 was the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Prvo glava, Otkrivenje Isusa.
Chapter 2 and 3 have to do with 7 churches.
Druga, treća glava odnosi se na crkvena doba.
1961 July.
Onda u julu 61. godine.
He preached chapter 4 and 5.
On je propovjedao glavu 4 i 5.
He said the church goes in the fourth chapter.
Rekao je crkva ide gore u četvrtoj glavi.
And the church don't appear again until the 19th chapter.
I ne pojavljuje se više do 19. glave.
And from the 4th to the 19th chapter.
Od 4. do 19. glave
is dealing with Israel.
Odnosi se na Izrael.
He said, and Israel was given 70 weeks.
Kaže, Izraelu je dato 70 tjedana.
And 69 and a half weeks have already been fulfilled.
I 69 i po već ih se dogodilo.
When Jesus died on the cross.
Kada je Isus umro na krstu.
He said, so from the 4th to the 19th chapter,
kaže od 4. do 19. glave
is connected to the last half of the 70 weeks.
Je povezano sa posljednjom polovinom 70. tjedna.
So he says we must take Daniel 70 weeks.
Zato rekao je mi moramo uzeti Danielovih 70 tjedana.
If we have to understand anything concerning the book of Revelation.
Ako želimo razumjeti bilo šta naprijed od tih
so he took Daniel 70 weeks.
Ako uzeo je on knjigu Danielovih
in July 61.
U julu 61. godine.
And then after Daniel 70 weeks.
I onda nakon Danielovih 70 tjedana.
When the seven seals were opened.
Kada je sedam pečata bilo otvoreni.
Maybe I should put in some things in here just for you all.
Možda bi stavio sve to za sve vas nešto.
Since you all doing the printing of the book.
Na pošto radite ove štampane knjige.
In 1962 in September.
U septembru 62. godine.
Brother Branham preached present stage of my ministry.
Znači brat Branham propovjedao je sadašnje stanje moje službe.
He had noticed his ministry was was coming down to a low point.
On je nekako osjećao da je njegova služba dolazila na jednu nisku tačku.
And he was coming away from the field of evangelism.
I on je izlazio van iz polja evangelizacije.
On the question and answers in May 1962.
U odgovor pitanjima i odgovorima u maju 62. godine
and taking sides with Jesus
i u propovjedi kako primanje strane Isusa ili taking
sides with Jesus,
to je bilo u julu 62. godine
and God being misunderstood
i Bog bio je nekako bi rekao nije bio razumljen,
Bog bio krivo shvaćen, da.
To je poruka.
That was back, God is understood was back in July 61,
I think. Da, ja mislim da je to čak poruka iz jula, znači 7. mjeseca 61.
But here in these messages he's explaining what is happening in his ministry.
Ali tu, u tim porukama, on objašnjava šta se događa u njegovoj službi.
Here I am at a point now where I must I'm going to have a change.
Kaže, ja sam sada u trenutku na tački gdje će doživjeti jednu promjenu.
In 1933,
u 1933.
When he heard the voice in the river,
kada je čuo glas na rijeci,
same as John the Baptist for the first coming, so shall your message for the second time.
Kada je rekao kao što je Ivan Krstitelj bio moj prvi preteča, ti si moj drugi preteča, tako drugog dolaska.
Then he knew there was going to be a message one day.
On je znao da će jednog dana primiti tu poruku, jednu poruku.
Because when he was a little boy,
jer kad je bio mali dječak,
in 1916,
u 1916. godini,
he was 7 years old,
kad je bio 7 godina star,
in the midst of World War I,
u tom, znači, da.
He was packing water.
On je pakirao neku vodu.
You know the life story. And the voice spoke from the tree.
I kada mu je onaj
glas out of the whirlwind,
govorio iz drveta.
And says, don't drink or smoke or defile yourself in any way. There's a work for you when you get older.
Rekao je, ne pi, ne puši, ne prljaj svoje telo, da, jer ima posao za tebe.
God never told him what the work was.
Bog mu nikad nije rekao šta je taj rad.
But 1933,
ali 1933,
when he was 34 years old,
kad je bio star 24 godine,
the voice says, "As John the Baptist was sent upon the first coming, your message will come in the second coming."
Glas mu je na riječi rekao, kao što je Ivan Krstitelj bio poslat kao pretečan u prvom dolasku, ti si pretečan u drugom dolasku.
Now we begin to understand what the work was going to be.
Sada je počeo shvaćati šta će taj rad biti.
The work was going to be a message.
Da će rad biti poruka.
You have to bring forth a message.
On će morati donijest poruku.
And 1946.
U 7. maja,
when the six points star David flew over Palestine,
kada je šestokraka zvijezda Davidova bila u Palestini,
after the Jews had come back from the war,
kad su Židovi izašli iz rata,
that same time the angel of the Lord appeared to him.
Baš u to vrijeme anđeo Gospodnji mu se pokazao.
And then go around the world with signs of healing.
I kaže, idi u svijet sa znakom ozdravljivanja.
He didn't get the message.
On nije dobio nikakvu poruku.
But he was given signs to attract the attention of the people.
Ali dobio je znak da privuče pažnju ljudi.
And he went up with these signs.
I on je izašao sa tim znakovima.
And it caused a great healing revival around the world.
I to je prouzručilo jako veliko obživljenje, ozdravljenja preko cijelom
svijetu. And 1958 he began with serpent fever.
U 58. Godini on je počeo sa zmičinom potomstvom.
He began to bring forth doctrine.
On je počeo donositi doktrinu.
And from 58 to 62,
i od 58. do 62.
he was revealing serpent fever.
On je otkrivao zmičino
tomstvo,
onda vodeno krštenje u ime Gospoda Isusa
Krista. One God,
jednog Boga,
no eternal hell,
nema vječnog pakla.
Why am I against organized religion?
Zašto sam ja protiv organizirane religije?
Jezebel religion,
Jezabelina religija,
hybrid religion,
hibridne religije.
Why we are not a denomination?
Zašto mi nismo denominacija?
He has bringing forth all his revelations.
On je donosio sva ta otkrivenja.
Seven church ages.
Sedam crkvenih doba.
Seal of God.
Pečat Boga.
Mark of the beast.
Znak zvijeri.
And that. Now I want to inject something right here as well.
Hoću sad tu nešto staviti unutra, baš tu.
That is why service this time is so important.
Zbog toga je poruka Sirs iz detalji tako važna.
Because in 1961 February,
jer u februari 61. godine,
Junior Jackson had a dream.
Junior Jackson imao je sen.
And he came to Brother Branham with his dream.
I on je došao sa tim sanom bratu Branham.
Brother Branham never told that dream publicly.
Brother Branham nikad nije govorio o tom snu javno.
Until the 30th of December 1962.
Do 30. decembra 62.
When he preached the message Thursday this time.
Kada je propovjedao tu poruku Thursday this time.
It was a dream where Brother Branham and some of the ministers were by a big mountain.
To je bio vizija na kojoj je bio brat Branham sa nekolicinom brata kod jedne gore.
And there was some writing on the rock.
Tamo je bio neki natpis na skali.
And he was interpreting that writing.
I on je interpretirao taj natpis.
And then everything was interpreted.
I onda je bilo sve interpretirao.
When they went to the top of the mountain.
I kad je došao, prišao vrhu gore.
Like out of heaven.
Iz neba.
A crowbar came into his hand.
Došla je vrana.
Ne, nego kao neki štap.
Aha, došao je neki kao štap.
And he cut open the top of the mountain.
Aha, i ono je otvorilo, preseklo vrh gore.
And he told them, no light have ever shone upon this.
I reklo mu je, nikad još nije svetlo svetilo na ovo.
It was white, a white stone.
To je bio bijeli kamen.
And he said, and he told them, look in on this.
I reklo mu je taj glas, pogledaj unutra, na.
And while they begin to look in on that,
i kada su počeli gledati na to,
The brother said he looked to the side.
Brat je rekao, pogledao sam sa strane.
Brother Branham was going towards the west.
I brat Branham je krenuo ka zapadu.
Towards the setting of the sun.
Ka zalasku sunca.
When he came to the message standing in the gap.
Kada je došao do poruke stajući u jarku.
Brother Branham says that rock in the brother's dream represented the Bible.
Kaže brat Branham, ta skala, stijena u toj brat Jacksonovoj viziji reprezentuje Bibliju.
And here he was in, and over the years he was in, given the interpretation of those mysteries.
I preko godina on je davao interpretacije tih tajni.
All these things that the reformers left loose ended.
Svih onih tajni koji su reformatori ostavili nedovršene.
Like one God and water baptism and
like, all these. Da, kao jedan Bog iz
He says that white rock.
Kaže na toj bijeloj stijeni.
Was that mystery of Revelation 10?
Bila je ta tajna otkrivenja 10.
Those seven unknown thunders.
Tih sedam nepoznatih gromov.
On the seventh seal.
Na u sedmom pečatu.
He said I went west for the blind.
Kaže išao sam zapadno ka onom bljesku, nego bljesku, mm-hmm.
And I came back east.
I vratio sam se na istok.
To interpret the unwritten word.
Da interpretiram nepisanu riječ.
So, at that stage of the prophet ministry,
u tom stupnju proročke službe,
coming back now to present of my ministry,
znači na koje se odnosilo tu moja sadašnja
služba,
to je ta poruka koju je propovijedao u septembru 62.
The people were going back to the organizations.
Ljudi su se vraćali u organizacije.
The ministers went on to build the Bible schools and different things.
Svešteni da propovednici vraćali su se opet vraćali gradili biblijske škole.
Brother Branham felt forsaken.
Brat Branham je pao kao u zaborav.
But he had to come to that place.
Ali morao je doći na to mjesto.
He says every true ministry.
Kaže svaka prava služba.
It comes to the place where it is forsaken.
Dolazi na mjesto gdje je zaboravljena, odnosno zaboravljena.
Then the crowning time comes.
Tada dolazi vrijeme krunanja, da se okruni.
And he gives types in the Bible.
I daje još neke tipove u Bibliji.
Like Jacob,
Jakoba,
Elijah,
Elije,
Moses, Jesus,
Isusa.
Different ones.
Različiti.
And just when he was showing, he says, I am not washed up.
Kaže, ja nisam opran, da.
Yeah. People talk like his ministry is finished.
Ja, ljudi su govorili kao da je njegova služba završena.
But he was coming to the place now where the message that he was told all these years was getting ready to come.
Aha, ali on je dolazio u stanje kada je ta poruka koja se pripremala nekoliko godina sada dolazila natrag. Ono, nisam opran, nije mišljeno nisam opran, nego nisam otklanjen, još sam tu u tom smislu ono što sam.
Because the signs are only to attract the people's attention.
Da, jer ti znaci su bili samo da privuče pažnju ljudi.
To get ready for the voice of the sign.
Da se pripreme za glas.
And the voice of the sign is the message of the control.
Zna glasa. Da, zna glasa je bio poruka koja je.
And he being a prophet.
I on je bio prorok.
The revelation of the mysteries of God is going to come to him.
Otkrivenje tajne Boga je trebala doći njemu.
Because according to Malachi 4:5 and Revelation 10:7, there was to be a message of the revealed mysteries that still be had in the back of the 15th.
Jer u skladu sa Malakijom 4:5 i sa Otkrivenjem 10:7, tu je morala biti poruka koja će doći da okrene srca djece natraka vjeri Oca.
And now he knew he was at that junction.
I on je sad znao da je bio na toj raskrsnici.
And he said he preached present state of my ministry.
I tako je propovjedao sadašnje stanje moje službe.
Amen. Amen. And then in December,
i onda u decembru,
The vision came.
Došla je vizija.
And he saw the angels.
I video je anđele.
And the glass.
I taj tumuniju. Da.
And he went to the Bible.
I išao u Bibliju.
And he took Revelation 10:1-7.
I uzeo otkrivenje 10:1-7.
To identify the hour is here.
Da time identificira čas je tu.
For this message.
Za tu poruku.
That he looked for all these years.
Za koji je gledao sve te godine.
Since he was a little boy.
Od kako je bio mali dječak.
The angel told him there's a work for you when you get older.
Anđel mu je rekao da je postoji vreme za njega kad poraste.
Then he heard a voice in a John the Baptist and sent up for the first coming. Your message will for the second coming.
I onda je čuo kao kao što je Ivan Krstitelj bio poslan kao preteča prvom dolasku, ti si poslat kao preteča drugom dolasku.
Then after World War II, he went to the signs of healing.
I onda posle toga je išao u svijet sa znakovima ozdravljenja.
Still no message.
I još uvijek nema poruka.
Then now, as an old man, the message is coming.
Ali sada, kao star čovjek, njemu je došla poruka.
He said, this is the thing I wanted all my life.
Kaže, to je stvar koju sam priželjkivao cijeli život. Yeah.
He was looking for this great thing.
On je gledao tu veliku stvar.
And he brought forth that message.
I on je donio tu poruku.
The opening of the seventh seal.
Otvaranje sedam pečata.
And the seventh seal revealed the entire Bible.
I sedam pečata otkrilo je kompletnu Bibliju.
And when the angels met him.
I kada su ga anđeli sreli.
It was in the Coronado Forest.
Bilo je u Coronado šumi.
And Coronado is a Spanish word meaning crowned.
I Coronado je španjolska riječ koja znači biti krunan, krunisan.
God is crowning the ministry.
Yeah, Bog je okrunisao njegovu službu.
And the angels appeared to him on Sunset Mountain.
I anđeli su mu se prikazali na Sunset gori.
Which he speaks about on what is the attraction in the mountain.
O čemu priča u propovedi koja je privlačnost gore.
And on that message he says in the brother dream.
I u toj poruci on kaže u bratovom snu.
He saw me going towards the setting of the sun.
On me video kako ja ilazim ka zalasku sunca.
And it was on Sunset Mountain.
I on je bio na gori koja se zove zalazak sunca.
Brilliantly in the evening time.
U večernje doba.
The evening light was coming forth.
Donosio je, odnosno večernje svetlo je dolazio.
So everything was perfect.
Znači sve je bilo perfektno.
So after the seventh seal.
Znači posle sedam pečata.
Now we coming back now to the book of Revelation.
Mi se vraćamo knjizi Otkrivenja.
Where we started with seven church ages.
Gdje smo počeli sa sedam crkvenih doba.
First three chapters.
Prve tri glave.
Church go up in the fourth chapter and don't come up until the 19th chapter.
Crkva ide gore u četvrtoj glavi, ne vraća se do 19.
Then the fourth to the 19th chapter was connected to the last half of the 20th.
I od četvrte do 19. glave to je povezano sa 3,5 tjedana.
And then you have to take Daniel 7 weeks.
Pardon, 3,5 dana u posljednjem tjednu. Danilu i onda uzeo je Danilu 76.
And now the seventh seal came forth.
I onda su došli sedam pečata.
And after the seventh seal.
I posle sedam pečata.
He said the next thing that followed this.
Rekao je sljedeća stvar koja slijedi.
Would be the seventh trumpet.
Biće sedam truba.
Of the book of Revelation.
Knjiga Otkrivenja.
Because this book of Revelation.
Ta knjiga Otkrivenja.
Seven church ages.
Sedam crkvenih doba. Sedam pečata.
Seven trumpets.
Sedam truba.
While he was waiting to preach the seven trumpets,
kada je čekao da propovijeda sedam truba,
he said the Holy Spirit keep cutting me off all the time from having the meeting.
Kaže, Sveti Duh me stalno otklanja od toga da bi održao sastanak.
He went and he prayed.
On je išao da bi molio.
And the Lord told him, this message is not profitable for the church at this time.
I Sveti Duh mu je rekao, ta poruka još nije na blagoslov, odnosno na profit crkvi u ovo doba tek.
Because you preach it supernaturally already under the sixth seal.
Jer ti si je već nadprirodno propovjedao u poruci u šestom pečatu.
Now my whole knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
Moje sve znanje o tajnosti Krista.
Which is revealed in this message.
Koje je otkriveno u toj poruci.
It ties right there.
se slaže baš tu.
That is a key place in the message.
Tu je taj ključni deo poruke.
Many people have failed to realize.
Mnogi ljudi nisu upoznali
what is happening here.
Šta se tamo događa?
Because they haven't followed how the message was unfolding.
Jer nisu slijedili kako se poruka otkrivala.
But when it came to the seven trumpets,
ali kada su došli do sedam truba,
the Holy Spirit stopped him.
Sveti Duh ga je zaustavio.
And he couldn't eat, and he came and preached peace of the trumpets.
I on je došao i propovjedao svetkovina truba.
He said, this message will explain to you.
Kaže, ova poruka će vam objasniti
why the seven trumpets is not profitable at this time.
Zašto sedam truba još nisu na
pogodne u ovo vrijeme.
And then he preached after, he preached first the seven trumpets, recognizing the message and going there in the camp.
I onda je propovjedao svetkovina truba.
Peter the trumpet, recognizing the message.
Onda prepoznavanje dana i poruke.
Going there in the camp.
Prepoznaj svoj dan i poruku.
Da, prepoznaj svoj dan i poruku i posljednja je bila.
Something was happening there.
Neka, prepoznaj.
The last one was
going beyond the camp.
Odlazak iza.
Odlazak iza, da.
Peter the trumpet.
Svetkovina truba.
It's Israel being rushed from all nations back to the homeland.
Znači Izrael koji je bio potisnut iz svih naroda natrag u svoju rođenu zemlju.
Back to the promised land.
Nazad u obećanu.
The promised land. Right. The bride.
Nevjesta.
Was rushed from all denominations.
Bila je potisnuta iz svih denominacija.
Back to the promised word.
Natrag u obećanu riječ.
And Israel, after they are gathered in the homeland,
Izrael, pošto što su se skupili u rođenoj zemlji,
the next thing they will recognize the atonement, the Messiah.
Sljedeća stvar koju će upoznat bit će Mesija. Da.
Joseph revealing himself.
Otkriven Mesija. Da, otkriven Mesija, znači Josef koji se otkriva na svoj način.
The unveiling of Joseph.
Otkrivenje Josipa.
The mighty Joseph unveiled before us.
Mogućni Josip otkriven pred nama.
And so it was.
I tako je bilo.
He brought recognizing the annual message.
On je donio prepoznavanje dana i poruke.
Which is the recognizing of the atonement.
Što znači prepoznavanje tog otkrivenja.
Na posljednje pomirenje.
Pomirenje, aha, pomirenje.
Because we are having that experience in the spiritual form now.
Jer mi to imamo, to iskustvo u duhovnoj formi sada.
He talk about our sixth seal.
On je govorio o našem šestom pečatu.
Now many people they say the first four seals is for the bride.
Mnogo ljudi govori da je prvih četiri pečata za nevjestu.
The fifth and sixth seal is for the Jews.
Peti i šesti pečat za Židove.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know about the seventh seal.
I ne znaju za sedmi pečat.
But all seven seals pertain to the bride.
Ali svih sedam pečata odnose se na nevjestu.
Because the seven seals is the plan of redemption.
Jer sedam pečata je plan otkupljenja.
But what God did?
Ali šta je Bog napravio?
God put the fifth seal and the sixth seal in the Jewish form.
Bog je stavio peti i šesti pečat u židovski oblik. Židovski oblik.
To hide certain things.
Da sakrije određene stvari.
To seal up certain things.
Da zapečati određene stvari.
So the fifth seal,
tako je peti pečat,
revealed on the fifth seal, he says, John, the souls under the altar.
Kaže, Ivan je video duše na oltaru.
He said, John saw his people.
Kaže, Ivan je video svoj narod.
He said, but I saw my people.
Kaže, a ja sam video moj narod.
And he injected his experience beyond the curtain of time on the fifth seal.
On je stavio tu svoje iskustvo iza zavese vremena u taj peti pečat.
That was important.
To je bilo jako važno.
And when he came to the sixth seal,
kada je došao do šestog pečata,
is Moses and Elijah,
bili su Mojsije i Elija,
revealing Christ,
otkrivajući Krista,
the call of 144,000,
da po Bogu 144,000,
the elect,
odabrane,
out of Jewish traditions,
iz židovske tradicije,
to recognize the true atonement,
da prepoznaju pravo pomirenje.
And the six, our six seals,
a naši šesti, naš šesti pečat,
we are a prophet,
mi imamo proroka,
the spirit of Moses,
sa duhom Mojsija,
koji
zove odabrane,
reveal the token,
otkrije znak,
caterpillar fire,
ima ognjeni stup,
pillar cloud,
odnosno ima taj
oblak, had two signs,
ima dva znaka,
had the impersonators rise above him,
ima i posnimavaoce koji su ustali iza njega,
like Janus and Jambres,
kao Janus i Jambres,
then we had a prophet like with the spirit of Elijah,
i onda imamo proroka kao sa duhom Elije,
rebuke Jezebel and Ahab,
koji je rebuke, znači pokorio, ukorio Ahaba i Jezabelu,
repair the altar at the evening sacrifice,
koji je obnovio oltar u večernje doba,
turn the heart of the children back to the state of the fathers,
okrenuo srca djece natrag ka vjeri očevi,
and we had a prophet who revealed the Son of Man,
i mi imamo proroka koji otkriva sina čovječeg,
the young rabbi who ministered at Tripoli,
mladi rabi koji je imao službe u tri poteza, da,
who went for the healing,
koji je izašao sa ozdravljenjem,
knew the secrets of the heart,
otkrivao tajne srca,
like with the woman of the well,
right.
Like how he tell you the woman of the well, you are five husbands.
Kao kod one žene, kod studenta, da, koji je otkrio da ima pet muževa.
Like with Nathaniel and Peter.
Kao sa Nathanielom i Peterom.
And how Jesus speak to the storm.
I kako je Isus progovorio o Lui.
How Jesus speak to the tree.
Kako je Isus govorio o drvetu.
The spoken word.
Izgovorena reč.
How he opened the seven seals.
Kako je otvorio sedam pečata.
Our ministry was going to go to the lost.
Ona
ministry will preach to the lost.
Ja, koja će biti propovjedana vlastima.
Izgubljeni. So the spirit of Moses, Elijah and Christ was in this day.
Znači, duh Mojsije, Elije i Krista bio u tom dan.
Called the elected bride of the Pentecostal traditions.
Koji je zvao odabranu nevestu iz pentakostalnih tradicija.
To recognize the true atonement.
Da prepozna pravo pomirenje,
the message of the hour,
poruku časa,
revealing Christ in his fullness,
koja otkriva Krista u punini,
and under the sixth seal,
i pod šestom pečatom,
for the Jews,
za Židoje,
the sun will be blacked out,
da će biti sin, sunce bit će potamnjeće,
the stars will fall from heaven,
da će zvijezde past sa neba,
the sealed angel will seal them up in the forehead.
The
sealed angel. Like the Holy Spirit sealing them.
Zapečaćeni angeli, da, oni.
And under our six seals,
i pod našim šestim pečatom,
on the message Shalom,
u poruci Shalom,
he said the sunlight, the gospel is blacked out.
Rekao je sunčeva svjetlost, znači evanđelje je potamnjelo.
It threw the moon, the church in the darkness.
Bacilo je znači lunu, kako vi kažete, mjesec i crkvu u tamu.
The stars begin to fall from heaven.
I zvijezde su počele padat s neba.
The Baptist stars, Methodist stars, Pentecostal stars.
Kaže baptistička zvijezda, metodistička zvijezda, pentakostalna zvijezda.
They didn't keep the first estate.
Oni nisu održali taj prvi poziv, kako prvo, ja, okej.
Okay. A great falling away from the faith.
Veliko opadanje od vjere.
Because heaven consists of the word.
Jer nebo se sastoji iz riječi.
And they fell from that place.
I oni su pali iz tih mjesta.
Židovima će to prirodno se događati. Ovo što je nama duhovno u Šalomu.
These things that are happening spiritually to us in the message Shalom, these things will happen materially to the Jews.
Materially to them,
yes. Okay.
Exactly. So you see, God was putting certain things in the Jewish form.
Znači tako je Bog stavljao određene stvari u židovske formu,
and people fail to see how it is happening in the spiritual form.
I ljudi pogrešili su, odnosno nisu uspjeli vidjeti kako se sve te stvari događaju u duhovnoj.
And when all the nations come against Israel,
i kada će sve nacije doći u suprotnost Izraelu,
Michael the great prince will stand for the people.
Mike veliki princ staće za svoj narod.
And them who are found, who names are found written in the book will be delivered.
I oni čija imena su nađena u knjizi života bit će spašeni.
Daniel 12.
Daniel 12.
And so it is when all denominations come against the bride.
I tako će biti kad sve denominacije idu na suprot nevjesti.
Revelation 10:1.
Otkrivenje 10:1.
Which is Christ.
To je Krist.
Saint Michael.
Isti Mikej.
Will stand for the bride.
Koji će stati za svoju nevjestu.
So it all is all a parallel.
Znači sve je to jedna prilika usporedna. Mm-hmm.
And it's happening now.
I sada se događa.
So Brother Branham, when he came to that those seven, he preached, and he came to the seven trumpets.
I kada je brat Branham došao do sedam truba.
The Holy Spirit told him, you preach it supernaturally under the sixth seal.
Sveti Duh rekao mu je, ti si to propovedao nadnaravno, nadprirodno u šestom pečatu.
He never told him to push the seventh seal, seventh church ages supernaturally.
Nikad mu nije rekao da je propovjedao sedam crkvenih doba nadprirodno.
He never told him to push the seventh seal supernaturally.
Nikad nije rekao da bi propovjedao sedam pečata nadnaravno.
But he told me to push the seventh trumpet supernaturally.
Ali rekao mi je, propovedaj sedam truba nadprirodnih.
And what is it to preach something supernatural?
I šta je to kad propovedaš nešto nadnaravno?
When he preached the church ages,
kada je propovedao crkvene doba,
he explained it age by age.
On je objasnio dobo po doba.
When he preached the seals, he explained seal by seal.
Kada je propovedao pečate, on je propovedao pečat po pečat.
Where it was in the book of Revelation.
Kako je to bilo u knjizi Otkrivenja.
And he was going to preach the seven trumpets, trumpet by trumpet, where it was in the book of Revelation.
I on je želeo propovijedat sedam truba, trubu po trubu, kao što je to u Otkrivenju.
In chapters 8 to 11.
U glavi 8 do 11.
Because the seven trumpets are in Revelation, chapter 8 to 11.
Jer tih sedam truba nalazi se od 8. do 11. glave.
And the Holy Spirit stopped him.
I Sveti Duh ga je zaustavio.
He said, you preach it under the sixth seal supernaturally.
Rekao, ti si već to propovedao u šestom pečatu nadprirodno.
For years, God gave me experiences with Peter's trumpets.
Godinama mi je Bog dao iskustva u vezi sa svetkovina truba.
To let me know there is something sealed up in the air.
Da mi tako da do znanja da je tamo nešto zapečaćeno.
That's why I was saying yesterday, part of the message was revealed and part was sealed.
Zato sam i jučer rekao, jedan dio poruke bio je otkriven, a jedan dio bio je zapečaćen.
And he said, when we have reason to see it, we let it see it.
I zato je rekao, kad ćemo mi imati razloga da to vidimo, mi ćemo to vidjeti.
And we realize everything was already spoken.
Mi ćemo upoznat sve, da je sve već bilo izrečeno.
Because I said, how was the Bible sealed?
Jer kako, rekao sam kako što je Biblija bila zapečaćena.
It didn't have structure.
Nije imala neke svitke tamo.
It was the way the Old Testament prophets spoke the Old.
Nego to bio način na koji su starozavjetni proroci to izgovorili.
How was it opened?
Kako je bila otvorena.
By the way it was spoken.
Sa načinom kako je to bilo izgovoreno.
When the seventh angel began to preach.
Kada je sedmi anđeo počeo propovijedati.
All the words began to tie together.
Cijela riječ je postala, stavila se u jednu.
And reveal it.
I otkrio.
Well, when the prophet began to reveal the seven seals,
kada je prorok počeo otkrivat sedam pečata,
when he came on the sixth seal,
kada je došao do šestog pečata,
he said something happened to me.
Rekao, nešto se danas dogodilo.
And when he came at the end of that seal, that sixth seal,
kada je došao do kraja tog šestog pečata,
he said, I have on my notes, stop.
Kaže, imam u svojim komentarima, zapiscima, kako kažete, stop.
Kao don't go further.
Ne idi dalje.
If I go any further,
kaže, ako bi išao dalje,
I will go into the plague for tomorrow.
Clay,
yeah.
Išao bi u šibu sutrašnjice. Šibu sutrašnjice.
Is there African?
Can you explain this play of tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, what it meant is going to be going over into the other seal of tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
You see, it was in every age a seal opened, a mystery unfolded.
U svakom dobu pečat se otvorio i tajna se.
On the first seal,
u prvom pečatu,
he gave the plan.
On je dao plan.
He says an announcement is made in the heaven.
Kaže
announcement. No, a seal. There's a church age.
Crkvena doba.
A seal is open.
Pečat je otvoren.
An announcement is made.
Jedna naznanilo je dano.
A mystery unfolds.
Tajna je otkrivena.
The messenger on the earth catches the revelation.
Glasnik na zemlji uhvata otkrivenje.
He goes forth and sung it.
Ide napred i govori to.
Causes religious disturbance.
I to prouzrokuje nemir u religiozni.
It's fully elected out.
Povuče odabrane van.
Then God sends a temporary judgment.
I onda ide u privremenu sud.
Upon that age.
Na tu doba.
And then a new age opens again.
I onda se otvori
nova. Another mystery unfolds.
Nova se misterija otvori.
And so it goes on.
I tako ide dalje.
When he came to the seventh seal.
Kada je došao do sedmog pečata.
He was the messenger of the seventh seal.
On je bio glasnik sedmog pečata.
He was revealing what was under that seal.
On je propovjedao, odnosno otkrivao šta je ispod tog pečata.
That event was happening right before the people.
Taj događaj se događao tačno ispred ljudi.
And nobody was understanding.
I niko to nije razumeo.
That's why he said something is going on here all this week.
Zato je rekao nešto se događa ovdje preko cijelog tjedna.
And I thought that somebody would say that they saw what was taking place.
I ja sam mislio da će neko reći da je vidio šta se događa.
But when he came to the question and answers on the seals.
Ali kada je došao do pitanja i odgovora u vezi pečata.
He said, don't try to interpret it.
Rekao je, ne pokušajte to interpretirati.
It's not time for you to know it.
Nije još vrijeme da vi to upoznate.
But when the time comes, God will make it known.
Ali kada će doći vrijeme, Bog će to dati na znanje.
And that's why when he came to Peter to the seven trumpets.
I kada je došao do svetkovina truba,
it still was not yet time to reveal it.
Još nije bilo vrijeme da se to otkrije.
So God cut him off.
Zato ga je Bog odsjekao.
And he preached Peter the trumpets.
I on je, odnosno kada je došao do sedam truba, on je tada propovjedao svetkovinu truba.
To explain why the seven trumpets is not profitable for the church at this time.
Da bi na taj način objasnio zašto sedam truba nije kako se
pogodno
još u 1064.
Because today we know what it is.
Jer danas mi znamo šta je to.
We have spiritual understanding.
Nama je dano to razumijevanje.
To see what was laying beneath that seal.
Da vidimo šta je bilo iza tog pečata.
And for years.
I godinama.
I pondered those things in my heart. For years I pondered those things in my heart.
Brat Vin je rekao malo prije, sad mi imamo duhovno razumijevanje da vidimo što je bilo ispod tog pečata. Jer to misli na ispod tog šestog pečata. Just earlier, you said that now we have the understanding what was hiding under that seat. You meant
Because when he came to that sixth seal,
jer kada je došao do tog šestog pečata,
he said something happened to me.
Reka je, danas se nešto dogodilo.
And at the end of the message,
i tamo u poruci,
he referred to the statement again,
on je opet vratio se toj izjavi,
and then he said, I can't tell you.
I rekao je, ja vam ne mogu reći.
And he changed the subject.
I on je promijenio predmet.
I said, we have a good time, we have some fish.
Kaže, imali smo dobro vrijeme, mi smo lovili i ribari.
He said, just try to live good Christian life.
Kaže, samo probajte živjeti dobro kršćansko
život. He said, millions who think they are Christians will be fodder for this atomic age.
Kaže, milijuni koji vjeruju da su kršćani, oni će biti, they will be
fodder for this atomic age. Like atomic fodder.
Biće kao hrana.
Atomska hrana.
Atomska hrana, da.
And he said, I'll do something different tonight.
I rekao, napravit ću nešto drugačije večeras.
He went to Matthew 24.
I on je otišao ka Mateju 24.
And he showed that the seals were in Matthew 24.
I pokazao je da su pečati bili u Mateju 24.
But he never revealed Matthew 24 until the sixth seal.
Ali nikad nije otkrio Mateja 24 dok nije došao do šestog pečata.
Because in the sixth seal,
jer u šestom pečatu,
he wanted to show that the seventh seal was not going to be revealed publicly.
On je the seventh seal.
Yeah. Not going to be revealed publicly.
U šestom pečatu on je želeo pokazati da sedmi pečat neće biti otkriven javno.
And he showed Jesus revealed the first six in Matthew 24.
Kaže, pokazao je kako je Isus otkrio prvih šest u Mateju 24.
And then began to speak parables.
I onda počeo govoriti o usporedbama
prilike. When he came to the
kada je došao do tog sedmog.
And the seventh held in mystery is coming.
I sedmi drži tajnu njegovog dolaska.
So Jesus tells some parables.
Tako Isus govori neke usporedbe.
About if the good man had known what hour his thief would come.
Ako bi o tome, ako bi dobri čovjek znao kada će doći lopov,
his house will not be broken into.
Njegova, u njegovu kuću ne bi upao lopov.
Tell another parable which coming about the evil servant and the good servant.
I onda je rekao jednu drugu priliku o dobrom i zlu služavniku.
How the good servant has given up the meat.
Kako je dobri služavnik davao meso.
But the evil servant is fighting his brothers.
Ali je slabi služavnik se borio sa braćom.
Then he told another parable of the wise virgin and the foolish virgins.
Onda je izrekao jednu, još jednu usporedbu o ludim i mudrim devicama.
About the voice announcing the mystery of the coming at midnight.
O glasu koje naznanjuje dolazak te tajne usred noći.
And the wise virgin going in with the bridegroom to the rapture.
I kako mudre device idu sa ženikom u uznesenje.
And the foolish virgin being left back.
I lude djevice su ostavljene nazad.
And then he tells another parable about the servant who he gave talents to.
I onda govori o još jednu priliku o služavnika kojim su podeljeni talenti, visoka
žitika. And then the son of man at his coming is going to judge them.
I kako će ih sin čovječi kada dođe suditi
for their service.
Za njihovu službu.
And all his parables pertain to his coming.
I sve te prilike odnose se na njegov dolazak.
So when he came to the seventh seal,
znači kad je došao do sedmog pečata,
he began to speak in parables.
On je počeo govorit o usporedbama.
Brother
Branham, da.
He talked about the tenth vision, he talked about different things.
On je govorio o šatorskoj viziji, o drugim stvarima, nije govorio jasno.
Now, when he came to the seven trumpets,
kada je došao do sedam truba,
and he goes to reveal those seven trumpets from Revelation chapter 8-11.
I želeo je otkriti sedam truba, otkrivenja 8-11.
The Holy Spirit stopped him.
Sveti Duh ga je zaustavio.
Because when he had revealed the seven seals,
jer kada je otkrio sedam pečata,
after he revealed the first six,
kada je posle toga što je otkrio prvi šest.
Revelation 7 is in the interval between the sixth seal and the seventh seal.
Otkrivenje 7 je baš u tom intervalu između šestog i sedmog pečata.
And Revelation 7 is a key scripture in the Bible.
I otkrivenje 7 je ključni stih u Bibliji.
Because Revelation 7 is under the sixth seal.
Jer otkrivenje 7 je ispod šestog pečata.
And the seven trumpets are in Revelation 7.
I sedam truba su u otkrivenju 7.
So right in that seventh chapter.
Znači tačno u tom sedmi, u toj sedmoj glavi.
Verse 1,
stih 1.
Is four angels holding the four winds.
Četiri anđela koji imaju četiri krila.
That wouldn't blow on the earth.
Koji drže valjda četiri vjetra. Da, wind. Aha, koji drže četiri vjetra, da.
That wouldn't blow on the earth, the sea, the trees.
Da ne bi puhalo na zemlju, na more i na drvo.
And that happened the 11th.
Znači to se je dogodilo 11.
11. 11. 1918. 1918,
da. Okay.
So Revelation 7:1 is World War I stopping mysteriously.
Znači, otkrivenje 7:1 je prvi svjetski rat koji se zaustavlja tajnovito.
1918.
U 1918.
No, it's 1993.
To je bilo 1993.
No, it's 1993.
Aha, sada je 1993.
Revelation 7 verse 2.
Otkrivenje 7, drugi stih.
As I see another angel.
Can you repeat, please?
As I see another angel.
Je vidim drugog anđela.
Ascending from the east.
Koji dolazi, spušta se.
Seal of the living God.
Koji ima pečat živog Boga.
He is coming to seal of the 144,000.
On dolazi da bi zapečatio 144,000.
But that will take place in the last half of the century.
Ali to će zauzet mjesto u posljednjoj polovini 70. tjedna.
So it means that from 1918 until that takes place.
Znači da od 18. godine i dotad kad zauzme to mjesto
is unwritten between verse 1 and verse 2.
To je sve nenapisano između prvog i drugog stiha.
The earth, the sea, the fountains,
znači,
and the air.
Znači, zemlja, more, ovi izvori i zrak.
Was the environment, nature.
Da, bili su okolina, priroda.
World War One.
Ovaj prvi svjetski rat.
Was the fifth trumpet.
Bio je peta truba.
Were the three wars.
Jer su bila tri jao.
The three wars is fought in the earth, in the sea, in the air, and under the sea.
Tri jao bila su rat na zemlji, na moru, u zraku i ispod mora.
With the submarines, with the tanks, with the planes, with the
sa podmornicama, sa tenkovima, sa lađama, sa avionima, sa otrovnim minovima. Znači, to je zemlja koja ide u svoje porođajne bolove.
And war is political disturbance.
I rat donosi taj poremećaj.
And political disturbance is trumpets. Political disturbance.
Da, znači u rat, u zemlju je donesen politični
kaos,
a politični kaos donosi rat. Da.
Because seals.
Jer pečati.
Is religious disturbance.
To su religiozne poremećaje.
1916.
U 16. godini.
In the midst of World War One.
U sredini prvog svjetskog rata.
The angel told the prophet.
Je anđeo rekao proroku da ima posao za tebe da napraviš kada odrasteš, kada
so, we can see that all what is unwritten.
Tako možemo vidjeti da sve što je nenapisano
between verse 1 and verse 2 of Revelation 7.
Među stiha 1 i stiha 2 Otkrivenja 7.
That was the whole ministry of the prophet.
To je bio cela služba proroka.
And all those things that we spoke about already.
I sve te stvari o kojima smo već sad govorili.
So he said, I must explain that scripture.
Zato rekao je, ja moram objasniti tu taj stih.
Which is Revelation 7.
Znači, Otkrivenje 7.
Place in the interval between the sixth seal and the seventh seal.
Da postavim u interval između šestog pečata i sedmog pečata.
He said, because nothing is written under the seventh seal.
Kaže, jer ništa nije napisano u sedmom pečatu.
It's silence.
On, tamo je tišina.
So Revelation 7 is the only material to go into the seventh seal.
Znači, Otkrivenje 7 je jedini materijal s kime možemo ići u sedmi pečat.
So when he was going to preach now the seven trumpets,
i kada je on želeo propovijedati u sedam truba,
he was going to preach out of Revelation chapter 8-11.
On je želeo propovijedat od Otkrivenja 8. do 11. glave.
But the Holy Spirit told him you preached already under the sixth seal.
Ali Sveti Duh mu je rekao, to je već bilo propovijedano u šestom pečatu.
And these are the trumpets, he says in Revelation 7.
I svetkovina truba kaže, to je Otkrivenje 7.
Which is under the sixth seal.
Koji je u šestom pečatu.
Now Revelation 7,
sada otkrivenje 7
is a calling and sealing of the 144,000.
Je pozivanje i pečačenje 144,000.
They are the elected Jews.
Oni su odabrani Židovi.
Getting the revelation of Christ.
Koji dobivaju otkrivenje Isusa Hrista.
Revealed by Moses and Elijah.
Otkriven preko Mojsije i Elije.
Anyway, it's so much breaking forth here for me to say,
yeah.
But I since we tape it, I'm going to say it, because even though you don't get it right now, it will be on the tape.
Da, da, ima toliko tih stvari, ja ću sad to reći, ako nećete sad uhvatiti, bit će na traci, da.
I am conscious, you know, it's a broad panoramic.
Ja, sada ja to pričam u jako velikom, da, pogledu.
And I don't know if you can hold all the parts together.
Da, i ne znam da li možete još držati sve te dijelove zajedno.
But you see, when I'm speaking this, I am conscious of all the intervals in the book of Revelation and the scriptures. So I am seeing the chapters, I am seeing the verses and I'm speaking.
Kad govorim, ja vidim sve te intervale, sve te dijelove u otkrivenju, sve te glave za, i da.
Because we are dealing with the chronological order especially.
Jer mi se posebno bavimo sa kronološkim redom.
And then I'm dealing with how it is fulfilling time.
I onda se bavimo sa kako se to ispunjavalo u vreme.
And I'm putting the time in together with the chronological order.
I ja postavljam vreme zajedno sa kronološkim redom u redu.
You see, something like this.
Kao što je ovo.
Well, let me not go into this right now. We are going to that afterwards.
Okay.
That would just make us put out even further.
Ićemo to kasnije, da, jer ovo će nas inače odvesti, da, na toliko širo.
So when he came to the, if he had preached the revelation of the seven trumpets out of Revelation chapters 8 to 11.
Ako bi on propovjedao otkrivenje sedam truba iz otkrivenja 8. do 11. glave.
Let's look at Revelation 6 first with the seals in the Bible.
Pogledajmo šta govori Revelation 6. Otkrivenje 6.
Revelation 6 verse 1 verse 2 is the first seal.
Aha. Otkrivenje 6, prvi i drugi stih govori o prvom.
3 and 4 is the second seal.
3 4 je drugi.
5 and 6 is the third seal.
5 i 6 je treći pečat.
7 and 8 is the fourth seal.
7 i 8 je četvrti pečat.
9 to 11 is the fifth seal.
Od 9 do 11 je peti pečat.
12 to 17 is the sixth seal.
12 do 17 je sedmi pečat.
Revelation 8:1. Revelation 8:1 is the seventh seal.
I otkrivenje 8:1 je sedmi pečat.
Revelation 7 was placed in that interval.
Otkrivenje 7 postavljeno je u taj interval.
So after he revealed the sixth seal,
znači kako je otkrio šesti
pečat. He had to explain Revelation 7.
Morao je objasniti otkrivenje 7.
Because nothing is written under the seventh seal.
Jer ništa nije napisano u sedmom pečatu.
He said, this is the material to interpret what is here.
I rekao je, to je taj materijal da interpretiramo tu stvar ovdje.
And that's why I explained how the first verse is 1918.
Zato sam objasnio da je prvi red odnosi se na 1918.
And the second to the eighth verses is in the last half of the 70th week.
I drugi stih odnosi se na drugi deo 70. tjedna.
And we are living right now between verse 1 and verse 2.
I mi živimo baš ovdje između prvog i drugog stiha.
Because it's unwritten.
Jer ovo je nenapisano.
World War II is unwritten.
Drugi svjetski rat je nenapisan.
The Holocaust with the Jews is unwritten.
Da, Holocaust nad Židovima je nenapisan.
The ministry of the prophet is unwritten.
Služba proroka je nenapisana.
It's all unwritten between verse 1 and verse 2.
Između prvog i drugog stiha je sve nenapisano.
And Revelation 2, 7 verse 2 to 8 is the seventh trumpet.
Revelation?
7 verse 2 to 8.
Aha. Otkrivenje 7, 2 do 8 je prva truba.
Because it's connected to Moses and Elijah.
Jer povezuje Mojsije i Eliju.
Who will call out the 144,000?
Koji će pozvat 144,000. It is which trumpet?
It is connected to the seventh.
The seventh trumpet, da, to je sedma, ne prva, sedma druga, da.
So then we see all seven trumpets in Revelation 7.
Tako vidimo svih sedam truba u Otkrivenju 7.
So Brother Branham was told, don't preach talk of Revelation chapter 8 to 11.
Bratu Branhanu rečeno je, nemoj propovijedati iz Otkrivenja od 8. do 11. glave.
Here's the reason why.
Ovdje je razlog zašto.
Revelation 8, 2 to 6.
Otkrivenje 8, od 2. do 6. stiha.
Sets the scene for the opening of the seven trumpets.
Postavlja scenu za otvaranje sedam truba.
Revelation 8:7 is the first trumpet.
Otkrivenje 7 je prva 8, sedma, sedmi stih.
8 and 9 second trumpet.
8 i 9 druga truba.
10 and 11 third trumpet.
10 11 treća truba.
12 and 13 fourth trumpet.
12 13 četvrta truba.
Which was the earth, the sea, the rivers and fountains and the heavens.
Koje su bila zemlja i more i zrak i the last one is
heaven,
da, nebo.
Yeah. Verse 13 tells us there's three woes.
13. stih govori nam o tri jaova.
Connected to the last three trumpets.
Koje su povezana sa posljednje tri trube.
So that means the fifth, sixth, and seventh trumpet is World War One, World War Two, and World War Three.
Znači, u petoj, šestoj i sedmoj trubi su prvi, drugi, treći svjetski rat.
And if Revelation 7:1 was this ending of World War One.
I ako je Otkrivenje 7:1 bilo završetak prvog svjetskog rata,
then that will be connected to the fifth trumpet.
Znači, to će biti povezano sa petom trubom.
Because each of these three wars,
jer svaka od te tri rata,
is fought in this environment described in verses 7-12.
Jer svaka tih ratova bit će ratovan u okolini koja je opisana u stihovima from 7 to 12.
Yes.
Od 7 do 12.
But this is below the earth.
Jer to se odnosi na zemlju.
And the last three trumpets is dealing with the inhabitants of the earth.
A posljednje tri trube odnose se na stanovništvo, da.
You understand me?
Yeah.
I mean, feel free to stop me anyway to clarify anything. So, then the fifth trumpet was Revelation 9:1-12.
I onda je peta truba, Otkrivenje 10, 1 do 12.
Look at verse 12.
Pogledajmo 12.
stih. One woe is past.
Jedan jao je prošao.
And behold, there come two woes more hereafter.
A pogledaj, još dva jaoa dolaze iza toga.
Then verse 13-21.
Onda od 13. do 21. stiha.
The sixth trumpet.
Šesta truba.
Was the second woe.
Bio je drugi jao.
Look where Revelation 10 is placed.
Pogledajmo gdje je sada stavljena deseta glava.
Revelation 10 and 11, 1-14.
Otkrivenje 10 i 11 od 1 do 14. stiha
is the interval,
je interval
between the sixth trumpet and the seventh trumpet.
Između šeste i sedme trube.
For Revelation 11:15-19 is the seventh trumpet.
Jer Otkrivenje 11 od 15. do 17. stiha je sedma truba.
Look at Revelation 11:14.
Pogledajmo u Otkrivenje 11:14.
The second woe is past and behold the third woe coming quickly.
Kaže, drugo jao je prešlo, pogledaj, treće doće
brzo
dolazi.
Right. Now, if Brother Branham had interpreted trumpet by trumpet,
ako bi brat Branham interpretirao trubu po trubu,
in 1964,
u 1964.
he would have revealed the first six trumpets.
On bi otkrio prvih šest truba.
And he would have come to Revelation 10.
I došao bi do Otkrivenja 10.
And he would have had to explain Revelation 10.
I morao bi otkriti Otkrivenje 10.
And that is what was happening on the earth.
I to je bilo baš ono što se događalo na zemlji.
That was that seventh seal.
To je bio taj sedmi pečat.
That was the coming of the Lord.
To je bio dolazak Gospoda.
That was the seven thunders.
To je bilo sedam gromova.
Revealing the mystery of the seal.
Koji su otkrivale tajne pečat.
And that was to be a secret.
I to ne, to bi trebalo
biti tajna. Christ had come down from heaven.
Krist dolazi sa neba.
In the form of a theophany.
u formi teofanije.
And he was here on the earth.
I on je bio tu na zemlji.
To be revealed in human flesh.
Da bi se otkrio u čovječjem telu.
Like when he came to Abraham.
Kako što je došao Abraham.
In human flesh.
U čovječjem telu.
I hope you all understand that last night.
Ja se nadam da ste svi prošle noći razumeli.
I kept saying the corporal body and human flesh.
Ja sam stalno govorio ono mjeseno tijelo i čovječe meso. Corporal body and human flesh.
Yeah.
Da.
Corporal body was when Jesus was on the earth.
Ja, to tijelo mesa bilo je kada je Isus bio na zemlji.
But human flesh.
Ali čovječe meso.
Was when he came to Abraham.
Je bilo kada je on došao ka Abraham.
Because Abraham, the corporal body wasn't born yet.
Jer da, jer ovo meseno tijelo još nije bilo rođeno kada
when,
je bio kod Abrahama.
When we see the corporal body, the one that was spoken into existence that he died in.
Kada mi govorimo o onom mesenom tijelu, to je ono koje je bilo izgovoreno iz egzistenciju i koje je onda umrlo.
The one that is raised up into heaven in a glorified condition.
To je bilo ono tijelo koje je ustalo u slavu i išlo u nebo.
Jesus.
To je Isus.
God was not a man. God was not in Jesus when he came to Abraham.
Bog je bio u čovjeku. Bog nije bio u Isusu kada je došao Abraham.
Because Jesus wasn't born yet.
Jer Isus tada još nije bio rođen.
And Jesus said.
I Isus je rekao.
In Luke 17:30.
U Luci 17:13.
As it was in the days of Lot.
30:17. So shall it be. U dana Lota tako će biti.
In the day of the coming of the Son of Man.
U dana dolaska sina čovječa.
So it will be God in a man.
Tako će biti Bog u čovjeku.
Not God in the corporal body with the nailed scars.
Ne Bog u mesenom tijelu sa kožicima.
A man like a prophet.
Čovjek kao prorok.
Who can discern the hearts.
Koji je zaslužio
discern the secrets of the heart.
Koja razlučuje tajne srca.
Like how he says, why did Sarah laugh?
Kao ono, zašto se Sara smijala?
So Revelation 10.
Znači Otkrivenje 10.
Was taking place.
Odvijalo se u vrijeme.
Christ had descended.
Krist je dolazio dole.
Who's Thessalonians for?
Prva Thessalonians.
The Lord had descended from heaven.
Gospod je sišao sa neba.
With a shout.
Sa povikom.
The opening of the seven seals.
Otvaranje sedam pečata.
And on the seventh seal.
I na sedmom pečatu.
He says Satan wants to get a hold of that secret.
Rekao je Sotona je želeo držati ruku nad toj tajnom.
So what so God didn't want this secret to be given.
Zato Bog nije želeo da bude ta tajna data.
At that time.
U tom vremenu.
And if he had preached the seven trumpets.
I ako bi on propovedao sedam
trumpet by trumpet,
trubu po trubu,
he'd have had to explain this.
On bi trebao objasniti to.
Like he had to explain Revelation 7.
Kao što je morao objasniti Otkrivenje 7.
In that interval.
U tom intervalu.
No, here look at this.
I pogledajmo ovo.
The trumpets pertain to the Jews.
Trube se odnose na Židove.
And the seals pertain to the bride.
I pečati se odnose na nevjestu.
But between the seals,
ali između pečata,
God put the mystery in the Jewish form.
Bog, odnosno u pečate, Bog je stavio tajnu jedne židovske forme.
He put the trumpets.
On je stavio trube.
And between the seals,
i između
between the trumpets rather,
da, između truba,
God put the seals.
On je stavio pečat.
Now it would have seemed to be more appropriate.
I tako bi izgledalo da se više odnosi
for the natural mind,
za onaj normalni um,
to put Revelation 10,
da bi stavio Otkrivenje 10
between the sixth and seventh seal.
Između šestog i sedmog pečata.
Because that is the opening of the seventh seal book.
Jer to je otvaranje knjige sedam pečata.
But God put it between the trumpets.
Ali Bog je to stavio među trube.
And tell the prophet, don't preach the trumpets.
I rekao proroku, ne propovijedaj trube.
You preach it supernaturally already.
Ti si to već propovijedao nadprirodno.
Don't, in other words, don't explain it trumpet by trumpet by trumpet.
S drugim riječima, ne objašnjavaj trubu po trubu po trubu.
Like you explain the ages, ages by ages, and the seal, seal by seal.
Kako si objašnjavao dob po doba po doba ili pečat po pečat po pečat.
But when he explained Revelation 7,
ali kada je objasnio Otkrivenje 7,
he already gave the revelation,
on je već dao Otkrivenje,
but it was in the Jewish form.
Ali bilo je to u formi Židova.
Because the experience of the 144,000, the experience of the 144,000.
Aha, i to je bilo iskustvo 144,000.
It is the same experience we are going to know.
To je isto iskustvo kroz kojeg mi idemo sada.
That is why they are going to believe the same message.
Zato će oni vjerovati istoj poruci.
Baptized in water the same way.
Krštenje u vodi isti način.
You should be baptized in the Holy Spirit the same way.
Primanje krsta u Svetom Duhu isti način.
Same experience like us.
Iste iskustva kao mi.
Because they are a type.
Jer oni imaju tip.
So, in December 1964,
znači u decembru 1964,
after July,
posle jula,
July preached Feast of the Trumpets,
u julu je propovjedao svetkovinu truba,
he said there is three, on Feast of the Trumpets, he said there is three prophets,
rekao je u svetkovina truba tamo su tri proroka
between the six and seven trumpet,
između šeste i sedme trube.
Revelation 10:7,
Otkrivenje 10:7,
a gentile prophet,
paganski prorok,
to the gentiles before the rapture,
paganima prije uznesenje.
Revelation 11:3,
Otkrivenje 11:3 glava,
two Jewish prophets,
treći stih, dva židovska proroka,
to the Jews after the rapture,
Židovima posle uznesenja.
The gentile prophet left in 1965.
Paganski prorok umro je 1965.
The two Jewish prophets is yet to come.
Dva židovska moraju još doći.
And from 65 to 93.
I od 65. do 93. godine.
We between the gentile prophet and the Jewish prophets. We are between the gentile prophets and the Jewish prophets.
Između paganskog i židovskih proroka.
And Revelation 10:8-11.
I Otkrivenje 10:8-11.
The John eating the book.
Ivan je pojeo knjigu.
Is a mystery.
To je tajna.
Between the gentile prophet and the Jewish prophets.
Između paganskog proroka i židovskih
proroka. That is unfolded between 1965 and until Moses and Elijah comes.
To je neotkriveno između 1965. i do momenta kad dođu Mojsije i Elije.
And that seven seal book that was in the angel hand.
I ta knjiga, sedam pečata koja je bila u anđeovskim rukama.
Was the title deed of redemption.
Title
deed of redemption.
Bila je da da, veza od otkupljenja, da.
In, u anđeli, ne u anđelovskim.
Da, u rukama anđela, da.
That was the book Adam had.
To je bila knjiga koju Adam imao.
It's a symbol of the revelation.
To je simbol otkrivenja.
And when Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
kada je Adam jeo od drveta spoznaje dobrog i zla,
he forfeited that title deed.
On je odbacio,
izgubio
da to pravo,
života,
to pravo.
Čekaj, malo da povratim ovo.
Okay.
Kad je Adam,
when Adam
ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
Adam jeo sa drveta,
he forfeited the title deed.
On je popunjavao, jel da?
When he couldn't keep the title deed.
Ja. Znači da, izgubio je pravo da bi zadržao.
Ja, kad je pao.
Yeah, he didn't have the right anymore to keep.
Right,
the, okay,
right.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Satan couldn't take it.
Aha, Satan je nije mogao uzeti.
Because the earth was, God made the earth belonged to God.
Jer je Bog napravio zemlju i zemlja je pripala Bogu.
And God made man belonged to God.
Bog je napravio čovjeka i čovjek je pripadao Bogu.
And the title deed was the title deed to man's inheritance.
I to pravo je pripalo čovječim nasljednicima, sledbenicima.
So it went back in the hands of God.
Zato je vratila se natrag u ruke Boga.
So Adam didn't have it no more.
Tako je Adam nije imao više.
God had it.
Bog je imao.
Then in Revelation chapter 5,
onda u Otkrivenju 5. glavi,
we see the Lamb coming and taking the book.
Koje dolazi i uzima knjigu.
Adam, do you have the book?
Adam nije imao knjigu.
God don't have the book.
I Bog nema knjigu.
The Lamb had the book.
Jagnje ima knjigu.
Then Revelation 10.
Onda otkrivenje 10.
You see a mighty angel.
Vidimo mogućeg anđela.
Coming down from heaven with the book.
Kako dolazi sa neba sa knjigom.
Adam don't have the book.
Adam nije imao knjigu.
The Lamb, God don't have the book.
Bog nije imao knjigu.
The Lamb don't have the book.
Jagnje nema knjige.
The angel has the book now.
Anđeo sada ima knjigu.
It's not that the book is changing hands.
Da li ta knjiga ne mijenja ruke?
The one who is holding the book is changing form.
Nego je taj koji drži knjigu mijenja formu, oblik.
And when he came down on the earth with the book in his hand,
kada je došao na zemlju sa knjigom u ruci,
in the days of the voice of the seventh angel,
u danima glasa sedmog anđela,
we see between the Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophet,
mi vidimo između paganskog proroka i židovskih proroka.
John was told, go and take the book and eat the book.
Ivanu je rečeno da ide i da pojede knjigu.
So Adam don't have the book.
Tako Adam nema knjigu.
God don't have the book.
Bog nema knjigu.
The Lamb don't have the book.
Jagnje nema knjigu.
The angel don't have the book.
Anđeo nema knjige.
The book is inside of John.
Da, knjiga je u Ivanu.
Yeah. But John had to eat the book.
Jer Ivan je morao pojesti
knjigu. So that which gave Adam dominion over the earth.
Znači to je dalo Adamu nadvladu vlast nad zemljom.
Eternal life.
Vječni život.
Fellowship with God.
Druženje sa Bogom zajedno.
Power over the earth.
I moć nad zemljom.
Comes back in the flesh.
Vraća se natrag u meso.
Between the Gentile prophet.
Između paganskog proroka.
And the Jewish prophet.
I židovskih proroka.
And the Gentile prophet lived in 1965.
Paganski prorok umro je 65. godine.
And the two Jewish prophets yet to come.
I dva židovska proroka moraju još doći.
This is the secret.
I to je tajna.
The word is in the bride. Even as Christ was in Mary.
Kao što je Krist bio u Mariji.
So somewhere between 1965.
Znači negde između 65.
And Moses and Elijah.
I Mojsije i Elije.
There's a people.
Tamo su ljudi.
Who is called by the seventh angel message.
Koji su pozvani sa porukom sedmog anđela.
Who is becoming the word again.
Koji su postali riječ ponovo.
To manifest these things.
Da manifestuju te stvari.
That was always in the Garden of Eden.
Koji su bile u Edenskom vrtu.
And this is what is happening.
I to je ono što se događa.
In secret.
U tajnoj.
Amen. So, in 1964 December.
Znači, u 1964. u decembru.
The prophet preached why it had to be shepherds.
Prorok je propovjedao zašto su morali biti pastiri.
And why it had to be shepherds?
I u toj propovjedi zašto su bili pastiri.
He tells how the angel of the Lord
kako je anđeo gospodin
came to the shepherds
došao pastirima
and revealed to them
i otkrio se
go into Bethlehem
idite u Bethlehem
you will find the baby
naći ćete dijete
and the shepherd you will find wrapped in swaddling clothes
naći ćete ga u izgužvanu i takvom odjeću
and the shepherds went into Bethlehem
i pastiri su išli u Betlehem
they found the baby
našli su dijete
wrapped up in the swaddling clothes
uvijeno u to odijelo
and when they found that
i kada su to našli
they found him exactly where the angel said he would be laying
našli su ga tačno tamo gdje je anđeo rekao da će on ležati
and so what a joy it was to the shepherds
i kako veselje je to bilo za njih pastire
who found the Messiah
koji su našli Mesiju
and they begin to preach
i počeli propovijedati.
The Messiah is on the earth now.
Mesija je na zemlji sada.
And that Brother Branham was giving out like a parable.
I Brat Branham je tamo to propovedao kao jednu usporedbu.
Sure it wouldn't be theologians.
Pokazujući tim teologima.
But humble shepherds.
Da, koje bi...
Pastors.
Da, koje bi bilo to za, znači za ponizne pastire, pastore.
Because the angel,
jer anđel,
knew
je znao
where to find the Messiah.
Gdje naći Mesiju.
Because the seventh seal,
jer sedmi pečat,
brings him back to earth.
Ga donosi natrag na zemlju.
And the coming of the Lord,
i dolazak gospoda,
this great secret,
je ta velika tajna,
that was between the trumpets,
koja je između truba,
and God wouldn't let him explain the trumpets.
I Bog nije želeo objasniti.
Because you have to explain that mystery.
Jer on bi morao tad objasniti tu tajnu.
That took place in 1963.
što je to, to se odvijalo 63.
godine. When Christ descended.
Kada je Krist spustio
in a theophany.
U teofaniji.
And was veiled in that prophet.
I and was
veiled in human flesh in that prophet.
I bio je sakriven u čovječem tijelu u proroku.
One who come walking to Abraham.
Jedan je došao Abraham.
A man.
Čovjek.
But Abraham called him Elohim.
Ali Abraham ga je zvao Elohim.
But Abraham had a revelation.
Jer Abraham je imao
otkrivenje
da je to bio Bog u čovječem tijelu.
Giving the last sign before the change of body.
Koji je dao posljednji znak prije promjene tijela.
Before the Gentile world was burned with fire.
Prije no što je paganski svijet bio spaljen s vatrom.
And so in the message why it had to be shepherds.
I zato u poruci zašto moraju biti pastiri.
He explained these things.
On je objasnio te stvari.
And when he explained it.
I kada je to objasnio.
It was hidden in the form of a parable.
Bilo je to sakriveno u obliku usporedbe.
Type in the first coming with the second coming.
Tipizirajući prvi dolazak i drugi dolazak.
And Bethlehem is the house of God's bread.
I Betlehem je kuća Božjeg bread,
kruha.
And right in the house of God's bread.
I baš u kući Božjeg kruha.
The bread of life came.
Kruh života došao.
And the bread of life is he who is come down from heaven.
I kruh života je onaj koji je došao dole s neba.
And it was laying right in the message.